Well, I had a little bit of funding from CRDF to do a greenhouse experiment a few years ago where we treated infected sweet orange trees with overdoses of various micronutrients and secondary nutrients. And it looked like from the data from that particular experiment that manganese had the biggest effect on the growth of the feeder roots. And we got bigger and more robust root systems with an overdose of manganese. And boron also looked interesting, not quite as much as manganese. So when we took it to the field, we ran with both of those. And it kind of misled me because I was putting overdoses of manganese and boron together. So in this experiment at Orly's, we separated them and had them together both, and we found that the overdose of the manganese at three times the normal level is actually showing to be therapeutic, and we saw bacterial titers going down, CT values going up, and it's a very small experiment, but there's 2 6-tree replications of Vernia sweet orange on Rufflum, and the trees are about 10 years old. And so after 2 years, 7 out of the 12 trees had a CT value that would indicate no active infection, and their yields were going up. We also learned from this experiment that if you have a 4X application of manganese with a 4X application of boron together, that the boron is antagonistic to the manganese. So it looks like a little bit extra boron is very helpful against HLB, but there's a line where you can't go too far. So you want to keep that in about the 2X range. It looks like 4X, four times the normal amount, is where we got the best response on these trees against the bacteria.
So 4 times manganese and 2 times boron?
Yes, that seems to be a good target. None of this has been optimized, and this was only one small experiment on rough lemon. So, I don't know what the optimum targets are for any other rootstock or any scion rootstock combination, but that's certainly a researchable thing, and I think it would be a good investment for our industry to get to work on that right away. But the growers that are experimenting with constant supplies of the micronutrients are getting excellent results, and so there's been a synergy in the industry and lots of information being generated. It's grower driven at this point, but manganese is certainly one of the key micronutrients for dealing with the disease.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.